ride, it's all real.
Power Lunch News Hour.
So a popular deodorant brand, Mitchum, has been forced to recall several of its roll-on products in South Africa and the UK following widespread reports of skin irritations, including itching and burning underarms. They've affected products, which includes the men's sport and mountain air, and the women's shower fresh and powder fresh 48 roll-ons were pulled from shelves after an investigation revealed that a change in the manufacturing process caused adverse reactions in some users. As the National Consumer Commission steps in to manage the recall, consumers are urged to check their products and return them immediately. We are on the line with the National Consumer Commission spokesperson, Peto Ndaba. Peto, very good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Gwena, to you and the listener at home.
And we've seen this, many consumers reporting serious skin reactions like itching and burning after they used this particular brand. What immediate steps should people take if they've experienced such symptoms?
One thing that you need to do as a consumer is immediately stop using that product, discontinue immediately. And of course, one would even say if the irritation is not subsiding, you might actually even want to consult your doctor. But also check the batch numbers. And of course, if it's affected, two things now that are going to happen. One, you take the product to the point of purchase for full refund. The second part is to contact Revlon and, of course, to say this is what you have experienced. And, of course, if you've been to the doctor, they will have to reimburse you the consultation fee.
Do we know at this point, Peto, if there's any long-term health risk that people should be worried about?
We don't know, Gwena. What we know is that the issue is skin dermatitis, right? And of course, as human beings, we react differently. One might discontinue using the product and then dermatitis goes away. But we know that other consumers might be actually even be extra sensitive. And even if they stop, the irritation is still there, or even, you know, worse, you know, they get some sores and all that. So people react differently. That is why I think our emphasis is just to say discontinue, take it back. And of course, if you feel further discomforts, I mean, we know armpits are quite sensitive. Take the product back to the supplier and of course, contact Revlon. They have to do good by you in terms of Consumer Protection Act.
And what immediate action are you as the NCC taking to ensure that this recall is handled efficiently and that affected consumers are protected?
I'll start the last part. Where affected consumers are, they get what is good, or rather they get redress. One is for consumers to receive either a refund or a replacement of the roll-on. But those who are really affected, those who say, I went to the doctor, it is happening to me. Contact Revlon, and of course, we are available as the NCC to assist you to ensure that they reimburse you. Or if you have been to the doctor and you can prove that you are reacting to their roll-on, they will have to take you to the doctor and put you back to the condition that you were before using the product.
So, and I know you touched on this, Peto, but for those who have used the recalled products and suffered irritation, what compensation or at least assistance from you are you offering to help them recover from these effects? Or should they, as you've mentioned earlier on, go to the shop first point of call and then contact Revlon? Or is there a way that they can get in touch with you guys for assistance?
They can get in touch with us. Because one would actually imagine how busy the Revlon contact center is. They can get in touch with us to say, look, this is what we've went through, and then we'll definitely link them up with Revlon. Our interest is to ensure that consumers, number one, they get, their refunds. But most importantly, those who have been affected by the product, those who are experiencing dermatitis or any other condition for that matter, they have to ensure, now that's Revlon. Revlon has to ensure that they assist those consumers in one way or the other.
And I mean, do we know specifically, is it every Mitchum bottle, or if I can put it that way, or are there specific ones that people should look out for? Where can people find the exact information? Because I'm thinking right now, I know there's a few of them at my house, you know, so I don't know whether I should completely stop using them or check specifically which ones. Do we know which ones specifically to avoid and retain?
We do know, Kwena, the 100 ml 48-hour shower fresh, power fresh, that's the women's one. Mm. And the male's one is 48-hour sports mountain. But I think what will then distinguish the recalled one would be the batch numbers. So the batch number will be available underneath the bottle itself, which is something like S25331A and S25422A. That's for the female, the shower fresh. The powder fresh is S25331A and S25416. And then the male's one, sport, the batch number is S25328A as well as 25416A. The last one, which is the mountain, is S25415B. But this is available both on our website as well as our social media platforms.
I was just about to ask for people that might have just to, because those numbers are not easy to get them. Where can we go to double check where can you direct us to go and check if we have the right ones and so on?
The ncc.org.za, that's our website. And of course, our social media platforms on X, we are at the NCC_RSA, Facebook, the National Consumer Commission, LinkedIn, the National Consumer Commission.
Peto Ndaba, thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. Peto is the National Consumer Commission spokesperson. So double check. I mean, I know me and Alex are using that brand. Hey, Mchan, at least we are using something. It's 1 o'clock, yes, Mchan?